So, hello, David. We're back on the other side. Hello, folks. Attorney Mark Thompson, the Paul Revere Show. We are here with State Representative David Bowen, who will just fill us in on his introduction to the Assembly, first with a full Republican dominance governor in the Assembly and the Senate, and now split government with Tony Evers as a Democratic governor.
Yeah.
But David, you still have Speaker Voss, and Speaker Voss has a lot of power in the state. So
the most.
Here we are. We're teed up. We're talking about, you know, democracy in the state and where we're going. What do you see the issues facing you, facing people going forward up through the election in November and then, you know, the next couple of years?
Yeah. And I think one of the things that's unique is that you have Governor Evers winning in 2018 after a Trump win in 2016. And I think a number of people expected the balance in state government would bring more productivity to the legislature to get more things done and to address the issues and the challenges that face Wisconsinites. If anything, it just caused more frustration that we were in this time to be able to work with each other and still couldn't see it, still couldn't get it done, unfortunately. And a lot of that, as we go back into, well, what has affected our democracy? It's been redistricting. You know, we have so many districts that aren't competitive, that don't allow and encourage a representative or a senator to listen to both sides, to at least be open-minded to both sides of the conversation. So we have a true dominance of PAC districts with too many Republicans, clearly, as the numbers are off of, you know, you take out the balance of Governor Tony Evers' win, more Democrats voting in elections, but literally Democrats winning, like voting in elections, but not in a equitable way to be able to show wins in the legislature to the same percentage, to the same degree.
So, you know, let me just touch on this. You know, we just had the Wisconsin Supreme Court sort of set out and determine the new maps. And we went from a state that had 99 assembly districts, majority and minority or primarily African-American districts, down to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And they went from 6 to 5 under the guise that somehow the governor's map of going to 6 to 7 was racial profiling. And then it seems to me this, what's the perception, your perception, the community's perception of this use of saying, you know, racial districting, right? Impacting where we're at.
And I think the part that's absurd is that for that to be the notion to not allow the governor's maps, which clearly were more equitable for the Black community and Black voters to have a say, for them to use that same notion to eliminate that map, but then allow a Republican map that does the opposite and takes away power from Black voters.
Right. You know, this is this notion that racial gerrymandering from, you know, 7 to 6 or 6 to 7 was not right, but now from 6 to 5 is somehow.
6 to 5 is supposed to be golden. It's right. Absurd. It's crazy.
Right. And folks are clear, I really view this Supreme Court decision as itself a type of racial gerrymander to somehow approve the decrease in the African American community's influence to somehow be race neutral is just absurd. So we're living with these maps. We're going forward. Yep. What are the issues with these new maps do you see as we go forward? And what can you do and what can folks do to help democracy grow?
Yeah, I think one of the most important things we can do is get people to vote. And there is a lot of apathy, a lot of reasons that people may have. They feel so frustrated looking at politics, looking at the frustration and nothing getting done. The bickering back and forth actually turns voters off from engaging and believing that their participation will help. So the more all your listeners and everybody out there can encourage folks, help folks with the process to vote is really important. I think one of the other dynamics that we need to see is we have to make sure that the folks that are elected, that they are accountable to the positions that they are taking. I've had many private conversations with Republicans on issues that affect Wisconsinites that folks want to see change on. More balance in keeping guns out of the hands of folks that shouldn't have them. Making sure that we have at least medical marijuana to have on our way towards legalizing marijuana so that we can use those tax dollars and invest it back into infrastructure and back in services and communities.
So let's just spend a couple of minutes on those two issues. Yeah. And what you've heard from your Republican colleagues on them. And let's start this issue of medical marijuana. Frankly, I think it's a shame that we're surrounded by states that have actually legalized it.
And legalized, yeah.
We have a bunch of people making a fortune selling it. And, mm-hmm. you know, the market here is we're just letting it go to our neighboring states.
Yeah.
Why do you think that with your colleagues, Republican colleagues, and frankly, I don't know where everybody in the Democratic Party stands. Why is it that we can't deal with this issue of legalization of marijuana and get competitive with our neighboring states?
Yeah. And keep in mind, the busiest dispensary in the state of Illinois is the dispensary right on the Wisconsin-Illinois border in South Beloit. And because so many Wisconsinites are coming across the border to buy at that location. So literally Wisconsinites are helping to take care of infrastructure and program costs for Illinois residents. And we should be able to keep those dollars here. But ultimately, it comes down to this false notion of being tough on crime and that it would be just so wrong to allow people to consume substances that they can do freely, just like alcohol, where they won't hurt anybody and they won't hurt themselves. So we have a lot of pushback inherently in the Republican Party, where some people are getting it, they're coming around, but leadership at the same time does not want to give a win to Governor Evers. They do not want to give a win to the chance for us to be able to show that we could work together. They want to hold the line, possibly to get their own governor in and then move from there. But the only people that are hurting are Wisconsinites. We have Wisconsinites that are suffering from different ailments that they could benefit from medical marijuana. We have a number of Wisconsinites that would be able to invest into the cannabis industry to be able to legally make those dollars and invest it back into their families and our communities. It's just pure greed. They are limiting the future of the state of Wisconsin by holding off on this change. And you're also seeing it. The same thing with healthcare. We have a decision by Republicans not to accept full Medicaid dollars from the federal government so that we can keep people healthy in this time. We've gone through a pandemic. We've seen the effects. What happens when you don't have a primary healthcare physician? You don't have preemptive, preventive care accessible to every man, woman, and child, and the position that leaves them in. So it's just very clear that some folks are more focused on scoring political points rather than doing what's best for the state of Wisconsin.
So I know I've heard you talk about state surplus and, you know, the allocation of that. How about, helping my viewers, helping me understand what this whole thing is and what's at stake?
Yeah. I mean, what it comes down to is that the state of Wisconsin has made a number of decisions in the legislature, especially around the state budget, where we are talking about the extra dollars that are left over that come back to the state and what the state determines to do with it. Now, clearly, we are seeing that we have more dollars in the coffers right now than we've had in a very, very long time. We're talking about $1.9 billion and higher that the state is holding on to that they're not passing down to other communities. They're not passing down to investments that we can make into the things that we all need. We all need potholes covered. We all need streets rebuilt. We all need bridges rebuilt. We all need education to be invested into for our young people. We all need to see special education, which hasn't seen increases in quite some time, to be invested into as well. The students that need special education need extra dollars, extra resources to be able to be invested into, to be able to succeed. We clearly have a state budget that we could use more investments in our local communities. And unfortunately, Republicans are hindering the whole entire state from seeing those investments, especially in a number of the industries that we could also invest in as well.
Let me ask you, what do you think's behind Speaker Voss and their reluctance to really take this money, put it out in the economy, especially now when we need the boost to the economy? What's behind that thinking?
I think it comes down to them trying to hold the line. Just like if you saw at the federal level, rather than allowing a Supreme Court justice pick to happen under a Democratic president, Republicans held the line so it could happen under a Republican president. And just like what we saw the vicious fight over ARPA money and Republicans continuing to push Governor Evers to have to spend ARPA dollars the way that they saw fit, the governor has complete control as the executive, the top executive of the state, to determine how those dollars are spent, millions of dollars, how they're spent. And instead of partnering with the governor, they pretty much have just taken their ball and gone home. There are more dollars that the state legislature has control over that they could use to help prevent violence in communities. They could use to help invest into removing lead pipes in communities. They could use to help rebuild the economic ladder so that folks have access to higher income jobs, living wage jobs.
We are going to take our last break. We'll be back. Folks, we're going to be talking about the November elections and what's at stake for the democracy in Wisconsin. We'll be right back, folks.